What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How you doing?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm great, man.
Good. How was your weekend?
It was good, man. A lot of baseball, a lot of driving, but it was fun.
Oh, yeah. You drove all the way into the heart of Kansas, right?
Pittsburgh, Kansas. I did that there and back Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I was thinking that was closer than it is. It's
about an hour and 45 minutes.
Let's say anything, an hour and a half is you're starting a road trip at that point. That's a drive.
It's tough, man.
And if you're going there and then back, and then I assume doing other sports
in a short amount of time.
Because I don't know what your
My youngest was playing, but my ex-wife took him.
Oh, okay.
So we were able to work that out, so thank God.
Well, I mean, you know, it's nice that you get to spend time in the car with your kid.
Hey, you know what you think about it.
Look back on that.
You know, 4 hours a day, just you and your 16-year-old in a car, you don't get that time back, man. You're not going to get that usually, you know, where you can just talk. And even if you're not talking, just being around each other. So, yeah, I wouldn't trade it. At the last time back, I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, that final 30 minutes, I was like, I'm going to kill you, man. I'm going to kill everybody on this road. I was starting to get grumpy. But other than that, It was all good.
But everyone did well.
Everybody had fun.
Happy,
yeah, it was great.
Healthy, good. Yep. Teams are doing good.
Yeah, everybody's good.
Good.
It's baseball season, man.
So it was all sports this weekend for you?
All sports.
Well, that's good. Like you said, you know, you'll miss it one
day.
I like
baseball.
Yeah.
So I know people complain about it, but I don't. I mean, the drive is a little.
It's a bit of a drive, but you don't have to do that all the time.
No, no.
I remember you had the drive. You've had the drive a couple places a couple times. There's been times
like one of those where, like, you know, if you go to, like, if they have a tournament at, like, Lake of the Ozarks or something, then you go and stay.
You stay there.
But this one's like, what am I going to go stay at? Pit,
no.
Like, it's not, you know what I mean? So
yeah, the Branson thing was.
Yeah, you go, and then after that, you go to the pool, you know, ride go karts, right. Hang out, make it a little vacation.
Yeah.
But this one, you're like, well, we'll just drive back.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I don't know. Do I pick Chicken Annie's or Chicken Misters? Which one do I pick? I don't know which one I pick.
Are those the.
We didn't go, but there, you see the sign. Places? There's two. Is there two chicken places?
Are
right
they
next
fried
to
chicken? Chicken Mary's and Chicken Annie's.
Oh, yeah.
Fried chicken?
And when you come into town, there's a sign on the left and a sign on the right. And they're both trying to say, you know, go this way to, you know, try the best chicken in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So it's like Randy's and Andy's, but this is the fried chicken.
Yeah, and then there's Bardo's, too, which is where we went for the baptism.
Was it good? Which one's the best?
Oh, okay, so that's what I say.
I really don't know. I think last time we had Chicken Annie's, but I usually go to Bardo's when we're there.
Well, what does Bomb Pop like? He's the kid from Pitt.
Yeah, I think.
Does he like Chicken Annie's, Chicken Misters, Chicken, what is it?
Chicken Annie's and Chicken Mary's.
Mary's.
I'd have to ask him.
Yeah. Have you had both?
Yeah.
Okay.
And which one do you like better?
It's been so long since I really, I need to have them like back to back. But I like Bardo's, I know that.
I wonder how that.
I don't know, but all that talk of chicken and everything on the way home. We just stopped at the Peanut and got wings.
That's not bad.
Oh, yeah, how about that?
What day was that?
How about that chicken whatever?
What day was that?
Sunday night.
Sunday, okay, because Saturday we went to BB's Lawnside. Well, I went and picked it up.
Oh.
Because
I've
my
never
brother
been
came
there.
Over and we got wings and barbecue. I mean, it's, I don't know if it's, there's usually live music there, and so I'm not always into wanting to sit and listen to live music. I'm glad it exists. I'm glad they do it. And I do think that their prices are fair and they're fast and all that. They're always efficient. So for me, it's become kind of my local barbecue place
because
it's the closest one to me.
I don't even know where it is.
The other one that was close by closed. So, yeah, it's out of your
realm of my square.
But when it comes to barbecue in Kansas City, that's part of the thing is, like, you know, proximity.
Yeah.
Who's closest? We used to have the Stack right down the street. And when it left, I'm like, okay, well, and I always went to BB's. People like BB's wings. I remember, like, that's how I was introduced to it when I was younger, is people say, no, we got to go there for wings. So they really like their wings. They do have good
wings. Are they good?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I get wings and barbecue and just got carry out because my brother was coming over. So
nice.
Like, yeah, I know what he'll like. We went to Shawnee Days.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that. You didn't even call me.
I thought you had
sports. Right in my neck of the woods.
We're out of
town. We could have done that Sunday night, Old Shawnee Days.
Yeah.
Is it over now?
I think it is over now.
Damn.
It was packed. That was like a Phil Collins experience. I think it was Phil Collins something experience.
So, well, he wasn't there, was he?
No, I don't think he's well. Last time I saw him, I don't think he's able to stand up or anything. No, did you see that last show that he did where he was like in a wheelchair? Was that not permanent? I thought maybe that was
permanent.
I don't
know anything about it. I just.
Oh, I thought he wasn't doing well, but maybe he just wasn't doing well at that time. No, I don't think that Phil Collins was going to be there. Last time I was there at Old Shawnee Days, which has been a while, I saw Night Ranger there.
Oh, man.
But it was
packed.
Did
they do Sister Christian?
Of course.
Did
of course.
They close with it?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
They might have done it twice.
They should.
Yeah, I think what happened was they were probably playing it over the PA, which they shouldn't do, and then the band comes out and they play it. But I was like, did I hear them play this song twice? Maybe they play it twice. But I didn't see the Phil Collins thing. I didn't stick around. It was absolutely packed. I mean, I've been to that thing. I used to go just about every year. You know, I like going to carnivals.
Yeah, you love them.
So I found out that there were a couple this weekend, and I was like, oh, okay, let's go. Brooke had never been to – she's been to Lee Summit Days, which that was this weekend too, so we picked Old Shawnee Days because she'd never been. I could not believe how packed that was.
Was it fun?
It was fun. I just thought – I'm trying to – she was asking about why I like carnivals, and I was trying to trace it back. Like, what are the origins of being a junior high kid going to the carnival –
man.
And, like, what were the things that I saw? Who was there? Who did I run into? You're hoping that someone will want to ride a ride with you or
it's
whatever
like
it is.
A dance.
Right? Yeah, right? Yeah. But without as much pressure. So if a girl is there and she's like, hey, do you want to ride? Then fantastic. Or if you can work up the courage to ask if she wants to. But that's not going to happen. So, you know, you can forget about that.
I think I liked them when I was a kid.
But I still like them. I get very nostalgic as soon as I get there. The smells, the sights, and then I'm not really sure why. I don't even... always ride the rides. I just like to go there and see that it exists and that people are out doing stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there.
It's also summer. It's like a summer thing.
Yeah, it feels
thing.
Like summer. So, smells like summer.
Yeah.
For snow cone, it smells like home.
That's
funnel
right.
Cakes. Yeah, funnel cakes. That's
funnel right. cakes and booze and puke.
That's it.
It smells like a stable income. Someone providing for the family.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing?
Well, I was going to see if I could get your take on this whole... Well, there was a couple of things. I mean, I haven't seen you a couple of days. It's Monday.
Yeah, I missed you.
But I wanted to talk to you about the rodent men thing coming up.
Rodent men?
Yeah, the rodent men.
No idea.
You haven't heard of the rodent men? I'm sure, Snow Cone, you haven't heard of the rodent men?
No idea what you're talking
rodent
about.
Rodent man? Rodent men? I think that's what they're calling them. Yeah, rodent men. It's a social media thing, and it's describing a certain type of guy. So get an idea in your head of what you think it is, and then I'll tell you what it is coming up next. I'm guessing you're not going to guess what it is. But real quick, I do have to tell you a story because we were talking about going to the carnivals and stuff like that, and I forgot to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we did this weekend
look up rodent, man.
Was we went to Oceans of Fun. We got our passes.
Oh, nice.
So we went for the first time, and the last thing we were going to do on the way out was Brooke was like, let's go ride that water slide. It's the one where you get in the big, round, inflatable, and I think it can hold like maybe six people at a time, something like that. So you get on the steps, right, to go up the thing. The line wasn't too long, but the line moves kind of slow for that thing, which we knew. That's why we were just doing it on the way out. Because she's like, we might not do it the rest of the summer. So we stood in line. The line moved even slower than I thought, but at that point, sunk costs were like, look, we've already been in this line. Let's just get up there. As we approach the top of these steps, there is a guy leaning over the balcony, and he's asking people something. And as I get close enough, he asks us, he says, how many people are riding with you guys? Could I ride with you?
Mm.
And I said, yeah, there's two of us. And he's like, okay, can I ride with you? And we're like, yeah, of course. So we get up to the top because now that means I guess we get to cut in front of this last group of people, which is probably maybe a good 10 minutes is going to save us. We get up to the top, and this guy proceeds to tell us that, and now as he starts to speak to us, it was not immediately obvious, but as this guy starts to speak to us, it becomes more obvious that he's probably on the spectrum. I'm not a psychiatrist, I don't know, but
he's probably saying the same thing about you.
Exactly. But
like, he's telling a story on a different radio stage right now. Then I asked these people to come up. It wasn't entirely obvious, but then it was like, man,
exactly,
that dude is on the spectrum.
I was like, what is this girl? Is she okay? Is she being held against her will?
I told her to wink twice.
So this guy proceeds to tell us that, he says, thank you very much. They won't let you ride one at a time. You can't ride by yourself.
Okay.
There has to be at least two of you, which I'm thinking, why, if this thing moves so slow, anyone who's just in a couple pairs, why not just pair them up? They do that for roller coasters and stuff, but whatever. And he says, I've been standing up here asking people for so long that the lifeguard told me you guys were my last try or I had to leave. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's nice. And we still got like a group in front of us, like family, you know, mom and her kids or whatever. So
who
I'm like, okay,
no?
That's what I wanted to ask you. So then as we're waiting for this woman, she turns around and she goes, you know what? Actually, hold on. She pulls her kids aside. She goes, I'm going to let you guys go first because he's been waiting here forever since I could see him. He's been asking people for a long time. So you guys should go in front of us. And I'm like, damn straight. Like, why were we even thinking about going in front of us, right? But then I'm thinking, how many people said no to this guy? And why did they say no? You get to skip part of the line, but presumably you get to move up. He said, people told me they just wanted to ride by themselves. They just want to ride. Well, they're not actually riding by themselves. There's at least two of them, right? Because they have to have at least two of them. But then also that the lifeguard isn't like, hey, guys, there's only two of you. Let this guy, like, is it such an intimate experience? Does it change the ride?
Make you.
They do that for other rides at other amusement parks.
I feel like
a
roller coaster. That's why one of the reasons why I don't go on the roller coaster with my kids anymore.
Because you don't know who you're going to sit next to?
Yeah, because they're usually two people, and they ride together, and I have to sit at one with somebody else. So I'm like, I don't love it that much to go sit next to
a stranger,
and then
she hears me cry or scream like a girl, I throw up on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was really weird. Once this guy started talking, you could tell that he was, I'll just be careful how I say it, but whatever. There was something different, right about his, it was, I assume, I'm pretty sure it's what they used to call something that they don't call it anymore, Asperger's. I don't know what they call that now. But I know people who, like I went to school with, that they said had Asperger's, and this is how they behave. Same sort of thing. It's not like this kid
My kids say, don't tiz them out. Is that okay?
Is that the hip way of saying, like, don't
freak out?
I can't even tell you what we said in school. So, do you know what your version of that was when you were a kid?
They're like, dude, relax. Don't tizz them out.
Did you guys have something like that in school?
Do
you
remember? Just freak out.
We had one, but I can't say. I can't say on there. I can't say. I'm not even comfortable saying it in front of Twitch. But
people are saying not appropriate.
Just, yeah, no, I would assume it's not like a kind thing to say or a politically correct thing or a woke thing.
Say tizz them out?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, especially the context. It sounds like you're saying to someone else, hey, what's wrong with you? Don't tizz them out, dude. Yeah. So maybe that's
spaz,
part of the problem.
Right? Same thing.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say spaz. I didn't know that till the whole
right. That's
lyric
what I'm saying. Like,
tizz them
is just spaz. Like, don't spaz out.
Yeah. But just imagine you've now decided you're not going to skip part of the line, and also that you are comfortable saying to this kid to look him in the eyes and say, no.
Yeah,
even if you don't want to, even if you're thinking, I just wanted to ride with my girlfriend or whatever. Right. When this kid looks you in the eye and says, can I please ride with you? They're going to make me leave. And you go, no.
Yeah.
What? And this was multiple people were doing this?
For hours?
For like however long. They didn't give me an actual time, but he said that the lifeguard said this was the last try because he's been standing up there for too
long.
That's
the other thing. Like, why? Why is it the last try?
Right.
What do you care if he stands there?
Obviously, you're uncomfortable, or you think he's making people uncomfortable.
You're standing there.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Like, what is wrong with people? And they're on the ride. He's talkative, whatever. He's laughing. We're having fun. We get down to the bottom of the slide. He hops off. He doesn't think about anything. Just jumps up, runs off, and he goes and gets in line for another water slide by himself. Mm. So then I also thought, Jesus, not only were people mean to him, but I'm guessing he got dropped off here.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't think that he had like a group of people that he was with.
So you guys took him home?
So, no, maybe we should have. Maybe we're the dicks. Maybe we should have been like, hey, man, you know, you want to get something to eat? We're getting ready to head out of here. But I just thought, what is wrong with people? By the way, not trying to pat myself on the back, I didn't even know the guy was in any way different when I said yes to the
also,
ride.
Yeah, well, all right. But I wouldn't. How old was he?
Brooke thought he was younger. I think he was in his early 20s.
Okay.
She thought he was like maybe.
He could have just came by himself then.
I think it's possible if he can drive, he may have just come up there by himself. And if he can't, then his parents dropped him off there.
Yeah. It'd be weird to drop a kid off there by himself.
I think he's an
especially
adult.
Especially if he.
Right. It's one thing to get dropped off as a pair when you're 15 or whatever.
Right.
But no, I think he was at least 18, I think. I think he was probably in his 20s. As you get older, people look younger. But I think he was an adult.
Okay.
So, you know, but people are obviously looking at this guy and saying no. So, yes, I get it. If it was a younger kid, you'd feel even worse, I guess. Cause, like, now you're looking a child in the eyes and telling them no.
But he was a grown man.
But he was probably an adult, yeah.
Yeah, in his 20s.
I think he was in his 20s.
Would you have your girlfriend rub one out with him?
Like, did we have him do that for us so we could watch, or did I ask him if he wanted to watch us do it?
No, if she would give him one.
Oh, no. I mean, look.
For fun.
We're outside. It's at a water park.
It's
not like the haunted house. Yeah, but
and
it's
he probably
hasn't
had that before.
Middle of the day. That's not our place to, you know, we didn't have enough time to get to know each other like that. We weren't getting
well, you're saving the world,
details.
You know, hey, like, hey, yo, as we go down here, I was going to get this. It goes slow, and the way it moves, you want it?
Yeah,
I'll give it to you.
We didn't do that. You know, maybe that would have made his day. I don't know.
That would have made mine.
If you're his parents, let's just say his parents do drop him off there.
Because if she does that, I'll go with you guys next time. I don't even like
I know. You didn't even have to tell me that. But just say that his parents do drop him off there.
I'd be standing all day. Come on, guys. Come back up. Slim and his girlfriend, please.
And we'll incorporate my mother into this somehow.
See, I wasn't even going there.
Yes, you would eventually.
No,
you would eventually.
No.
I'm just going to get to it
now.
Didn't
even think about it.
But imagine if that was your son and you're dropping him off. Just say you're dropping him off there and you know that that's what people are doing. If you found out that that's what people are doing. Oh, he stands in line asking people to ride with him and they say no.
How about you go with him?
Well, I mean, there's that. I don't know what the situation is, right?
Sure.
I just maybe saying
they
that
couldn't.
In a world where this guy is there for whatever reason by himself asking people to ride, just say yes to the guy.
Exactly.
The Church of Laszlo.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Did you finish Ren Faire?
No, I didn't watch hardly any TV.
Okay. I figured
I
you would have talked about it.
And then
it
was just me and the boys, so we finished up the Marvel.
Okay.
Doing it in a timeline.
I
like the end of the good ones.
So now you're ready to start all the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, well, there's still more Marvel ones. My favorite Marvel movie is next, but...
What's your favorite?
I don't want to say it.
Will make people mad?
No, but I'll screw it up and...
How many Marvel... Like, how many hours of Disney Marvel are there? Because there were some pretty big Marvel movies before Disney,
Shang-Chi.
Okay, that's your favorite?
Yeah, I love it.
I've never even heard of it.
It came out right after Endgame. It's the one with Awkwafina. I like her a lot.
Okay. I
enjoy her as an actress and her music.
I mean, I know there's movies that I've probably not heard of, but for it to be your favorite, that's kind of crazy.
It is really one. Well, I guess, you know, like Endgame's the best. I'm saying of all the ones that you wouldn't expect to be your favorite.
Is Endgame the one where Iron Man...
Well, man, you can talk about it. It's been like 10 years.
And our company asked us not to. I don't know if you recall.
Oh, yeah. Iron Man dies.
Okay. Yeah, so that's Endgame. But then what's the other one? There's like a war. Something war?
Yeah, well, there's Civil War. And then there's Infinity War.
And these are where they feature
Endgame.
A bunch of them? Like all the... Or a lot of
Endgame's
them?
Endgame's all of them.
Okay.
Like they all get together.
But Civil War has a lot of people.
It does,
right?
For okay. sure. But they fight each other. Then in game, they all get back together. I could have those backwards, so people might be getting mad. But there's the one war where they fight each other. And then the next war, they all get back together because they have to fight Thanos. That's the one we just finished.
Who are the enemies of the good guys, like in the Civil War? Who's fighting who?
Well, Captain it depends America. On which side you are. It's Captain America against Iron Man.
So they're the team leaders?
Captain America says, you know what? We don't need to tell people where we are all the time. We'll do our own thing. We don't need government oversight.
Okay.
And Iron Man's like, yo, we need a little government oversight.
Okay.
And then they go to war over it. You know, Spider-Man's with Iron Man. Ant-Man's with Captain America. You know, they roll that way.
You've explained this to me before. So, but those were big movies, as I recall. Bringing everyone together.
Endgame
was
crazy.
And then Endgame was like the massive one because people liked it. It got good reviews. The ones that didn't do so well, DC aside, but like Fantastic Four is Marvel, right? Or is that?
Yeah. Okay. But the ones in that Marvel universe that didn't do so well are the ones coming up after that last Endgame.
Okay.
There's a Shang-Chi. I don't know if people liked it. I really liked it. And they're kind of like, you know, they haven't done another Avenger since then.
Well, what's the Cumberbatch? Who's his character?
That's Doctor Strange.
And those were, people liked those, right?
Well, the first Doctor Strange was before Endgame.
Oh, okay.
That's great. The second one is coming up. Well, okay. I mean, it's out, but in the timeline.
Gotcha.
I got like 3 or 4 movies to get to that.
So will you be watching movies that you haven't seen, or have you seen all these before?
There was some in there that I didn't see that we've gone through the list. Like, I take them to see most of them. Like, I can almost tell, like, when my divorce started.
Okay.
Because, like, oh, damn, I must not have had them that weekend. And she took them to see Doctor Strange. I hadn't seen it. Like, damn. So.
That makes sense.
Are you watching the order they came out in or the correct order of the timeline?
The correct order of the timeline.
Okay. Ah,
and they do it on Disney, so it's cool.
That's, okay. So they've already got it on Disney for
on
you.
On Disney, it says Marvel Universe timeline.
Okay.
And so, like, you know, it starts with, you know, whatever, Iron Man, and then it just works your way through. So it's not, all the stories make sense.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so you don't have to do it yourself.
It's not the order they came out in.
Exactly.
In the real world, it's the order of the timeline.
Order in the story, yeah.
Okay.
I thought about doing that with Planet of the Apes, but...
I like Planet of the Apes.
There's quite a few of those. I was like, boy, this
well, I think a lot of them
while.
Are just remakes would be weird.
Some of them are remakes,
yeah,
yes.
You wouldn't know.
But so I thought that all of them were. I didn't realize that they're not all remakes. And then, of course, the Marky Mark one is a standalone, the Tim Burton one, which, you know, I don't...
Anyway, I suggest it. If you have kids...
Watch them
in
order.
A good way, like, you know, when you're like... It's almost like... If you have kids, you're like, what do you want to watch? Nobody ever wants to watch the same crap. But... Since we've been doing this, it's like, hey, what do you want to watch? And we'll argue a little bit. And then one of them will be like, hey, what's next on the timeline? Perfect. Boom.
What age would you suggest? Because I want to do it with Bomb Pop, but I don't, because I've never seen any of them really, but I don't know when to start.
He could start now.
You think?
He's 6, right?
Yeah, he's 6. I feel like that's a little young. I mean, just not
like
that it's too graphic, but that I'm not sure he'd keep up and understand. Like, he still likes We Watch Shrek for the first time this
weekend.
We
didn't keep up with stuff necessarily, and we still enjoyed it. Like, Star Wars was over a lot of kids' heads, but we were into it.
I think he'd like the action scenes. I think he'd get bored easily. Like, he still watches kids' movies.
That makes sense.
Like, he loves Trolls, you know?
Yeah.
My attention span wasn't great then, but certainly not great now, but...
No, try really Iron Man first and see what he thinks. I think he'd like it. I mean, they sell little kid Iron Man Halloween costumes, so some kids are watching.
Well, he has, like, Avengers shirts. Like, he likes the Avengers.
Yeah, so he'd probably like it.
But he watches, you know, the cartoon version
of
it.
If he started this early, then, like, you could wait till he's a teenager and do it again.
That's true.
Yeah.
That merchandise is everywhere, so he's at least aware of it. And probably not reading comic books yet, but he's at least aware of it. I didn't
like
read comic books.
He can name all of them. Like, he can name,
oh, well,
you
then
know,
you should be watching
character.
Them with him.
Yeah,
just
I think
watch
so.
Them with him. He can name all of them and knows them.
We'll
and start
give it a
watching
shot. I just don't think his attention span is quite there yet.
I would say wait on Star Wars, maybe. But
never.
I feel like you could start watching the... superhero movies.
Yeah, I think if you really want to, there's plenty of times where I look over at Gio and I'm like, wait, where are we?
Of course.
Who is that? And he's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And then at the funeral scene, they're going through all of them because they're all at Iron Man's funeral. And they're like, who the hell's that kid?
Right.
And he's like, he's the kid in Iron Man 2. I'm like, I don't even remember. It was 20 movies ago. I don't remember Iron Man 2, but okay.
Good luck if they change an actor. Then I'd be totally lost. But we watched superhero movies when we were kids. There were the Superman movies and
I think we watched all that.
Batman. And I mean, those movies were popular with little kids, I think. Yeah, parents took their little kids to see those. So I just, in my
effort. And there's no, like, I mean, there's violence, but it's almost like, you know, it's not crazy violent. It's not like gun violence.
Do parents,
you know what I mean? It's more
about violence.
Well, it's more like, you know, I don't know, make believe violence.
Right, dude, that's what I mean. That sort of violence. Yeah. Do parents care about that?
No.
I always assume they kind of don't.
No, it's not graphic.
Right. It's like some parents don't want to see a lot of bloody gore, which I get.
I don't think there's any blood.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't think there is.
It's like someone's.
I'm not watching it with that careful eye because my kids are older. But I don't remember seeing any blood. I don't remember that.
And what age would you restrict that to anyway? Your kids are old enough to see plenty of blood. Oh. I mean, when Landon was here, I took him to
see John Wick.
Right.
3 years ago.
I mean,
at the theater.
I feel like that's okay.
Go watch, baby.
But are most parents okay with that?
I don't know. I like John Wick.
I understand, like, you got an evangelical sect that probably think a lot of things are bad. But outside of that, just in general, parents okay with the gore? I feel like they were okay with it when we were kids. They just didn't like the nudity. And as soon as Landon got here a couple weeks ago, I was like, let's just go see these scary movies.
I don't really
movies.
Care about the nudity, to be honest with you. Just you don't want to watch it with them.
That's what I mean.
That's
I don't want to watch it with them.
I don't care if they see it.
I know they've seen it. I won't say who, but someone said they were talking about when Landon was here. They said, do you think that he's ever seen pornography? And I was like, he's 13.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, do you think he's seen
he's
it?
He's aware
like,
of it.
I was trying to answer your question there for you. I thought maybe you were confused about his age. I'm like, but are you positive? I'm
he's
like, yes.
That's something you don't talk about.
Right. It was a woman that asked, and I just thought, I mean, I know
you
it's different.
She's ever seen any.
I don't know that she has. I don't know her that well. So, I wouldn't feel comfortable asking. But, Lazo, in my effort to keep you guys aware of what's going on,
right.
Hip, mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell you there's something that we got to talk about in doom scrolling coming up here later. But I wanted to get this thing out of the way because it's a little confusing.
Okay.
The hot rodent men.
Oh, yeah.
So neither one of you have heard of this? I thought for sure Snowcone would have heard of this.
But haven't we talked
too long?
Do we have to do it next or we got time here?
We can just do it real quick. This will only take a minute. Because you'll see this pop up, and I was seeing it pop up, and I was like, what the hell is hot rodent men? So apparently this originated from the Zendaya movie Challengers. Have you guys at least
seen
the trailer for that?
No.
Where she's a tennis player and she's an instructor?
No. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, watch the trailer for
good?
That. I haven't seen it, but people talk about how great it is. I know girls like it a
lot. Is it on Netflix or something?
It's available to rent. It might be available for free now. Because it might be a Prime movie or something like that. I'm not sure. But it's been available to stream at least for money for a while. But she's like a tennis pro, and then she hurts her knee and she instructs these two guys. And in the trailer, it makes it look like they're going to have a threesome. But she's the only person in the movie that I recognize. These other two guys, I don't recognize at all. Mike Faist and Josh O'Connor. These two guys are the stars of this thing. They look very good looking to me. But apparently, this is where this term originates, as hot rodent men, because they have rodent-like features. I'm looking at these people, and I don't understand.
So
they're
you can
saying
rent
that
it for $20 right now. It is not streaming
it's
for
like
free
a,
yet.
It's renting it like it's at the theater price, $20. Yeah. You might not want to pay $20 for
it.
Have you seen the trailer? I haven't seen it. But I know you're a huge Zendaya fan, so when you watch the trailer and you see what's going on, you might be interested in paying the $20 for it. But they're saying that these guys are unconventionally attractive men. I first heard them talking about it on TV, and then I saw Colbert talking about it later. I thought maybe I saw it on The Daily Show, but Snowcone, you watched The Daily Show, so you would have seen that.
There's a new trend in Tinseltown because hot rodent men have become Hollywood's sexiest heartthrobs, featuring actors with so-called unusual features like Barry Keoghan, Kieran Culkin, and Jeremy Allen White. As for why the rat men are now so hot, trendspotters say that the tennis movie Challengers is largely responsible for the new dating trend, thanks to leading stars Mike Faist and Josh O'Connor having hot rodent qualities.
Hot rodent qualities. So if you see girls say that they're into these rodent men, these guys, one of them that he named there was Jeremy Allen White. Do you know who that is? I think Jeremy Allen White
is the bear.
It's
and he's
Lip.
In Iron Claw too.
Oh, it's wait, Lip from
Shameless.
From Shameless.
Okay, yeah.
And
he looks he's a good-looking guy.
Really good-looking guy. Yeah. The other guy, Timothy Chalamet's name is getting thrown out in this rodent hot rodent
They
thing.
Have in this article in the New York Times they have Matt Healy.
Okay, so
like what,
the list goes on and on.
About him?
I saw Matt Healy on, it was Matt Healy and Josh O'Connor on one of them, and then they added Timothy Chalamet, Jeremy Allen White, and then I don't know if you know that what was the other guy's name? Barry Keoghan. Do you know who that is, Snowcone?
Yeah, he was in Saltburn.
Didn't Lazo see Saltburn? Did you see Saltburn, Lazo? Okay.
He's like the main guy.
The star
Nick
of that.
Kroll?
He's been in a couple things. Oh, I didn't see his name included on this. Nick Kroll, the comedian?
Yeah. Dustin Hoffman?
Okay, him maybe I could see more
Adam
so.
Driver?
Adam Driver? Okay.
Willem Dafoe, Crispin Glover.
Willem Dafoe.
Paul Giamatti. Timothy Chalamet.
I mean, this is all over the place.
This is all the New York Times.
There's just so many different guys to keep straight here that don't seem like they have anything in common necessarily. But essentially, they have what could be described as vaguely rat-like facial features, which is never how I would have described any of these guys ever. I would never would have said, you know, the guy from Shameless, the one who looks like a rat, there's nothing about him. Now, maybe you could say that the guy from Saltburn, is that what they call him? That he's unconventional or he's unique looking. But he is good looking.
Yeah,
he's clearly a good looking guy.
And
I can tell.
Chalamet, he's
right.
Rodent
okay,
looking,
he's
but
a small guy,
dude.
But yeah. Is he rodent looking? Is it just because he's smaller? So you think these guys are rodent looking?
I see what they're saying.
Okay,
about right. Some of them.
All right, I feel like it's kind of manufactured, but whatever. And it's now.
Like Paul Giamatti's ridiculous.
Putting these now, you've got girls who are into
Why?
Rodent men.
I don't see it. Like I see Crispin Glover and the other ones you named.
Crispin
Paul Giamatti.
Good looking,
Paul Giamatti has an
no,
interesting
No, rodent still doesn't
tone.
Mean they're not bad looking.
I know, but I'm just trying to think, like, Crispin Glover, was it because he was in the movie Willard? Or is it because he actually has rat-like
no,
features?
Kind of,
he looks like a good-looking guy.
This is interesting in New York Times. He's talking to somebody who kind of, I guess, invented this term. And he says, a lot of men being claimed as rodents are Italian, Jewish, and Irish. Latecomers to whiteness.
Better be careful to that. Yeah.
Latecomers to whiteness. And the guy says, yes.
I mean, I don't
there
know.
There are some racially diverse rodent men, he says. Rami Malek.
Okay.
A rodent man. Jared Carmichael.
How is he rodent?
Is that Gerard Carmichael?
How is he?
I don't know who that
I'm
is.
I'm not sure who it is, but yeah, I've heard that.
You know who he is.
Simi Liu. William
I
Dafoe.
Don't know who that is.
Adam
Willem
Driver.
Dafoe, I don't get. Yeah. Yeah, I
well,
mean,
certainly got
some of them
one.
Are unique looking, like, you know, extra unique looking. I get it. Unconventional, whatever. But some of these people being named are just plain old-fashioned good looking. I mean, most of them are just good looking.
Is there a throwback or punk and retro component to this somehow? From Josh O'Connor to Matt Healy to Adam Driver, they all have kind of a raw masculinity that was celebrated back in the dawn of gritty rock stars and guitar gods. And he says, was Mick Jagger a rodent man? He says, no, but Keith Richards is. So there you go.
Okay, well, I don't want to be... I didn't know who Josh O'Connor was until I started hearing about this. And then I realized I'd seen him in that trailer for the Zendaya movie. But that's I haven't seen that movie. But when I looked at him, I was like, okay, I can sort of see it. But then they say the other guy, that it's both of them. And I'm like, I definitely don't see it with the other guy. And when you start adding in all these names... I mean, why? So you don't think? So should Ryan Gosling be on the list? Snowcone? He's got a unique look, right? He's got a pointy chin.
I don't see that.
No. Okay. So everyone that we've named, though, pretty much Paul Giamatti aside, you think you can?
Mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you guys know what hot rodent men are.
There you go.
So I mean, I guess better to have a girl looking for hot rodent men than the.
Yeah, they're saying it kind of goes with it'll pass pretty quick, like Dad Bod and Short King.
Okay.
But I like Dad Bod Short King.
Better than a man in finance.
Me. I am a dad bod short king.
We got to bring that back,
short
dude.
Dad bod king.
Bring it back.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Now do them scroll in a minute.
Yes, we are. We're going to do the news. You guys been keeping up or are you just taking a break from the news? I know you guys.
I'm reading about Gunna and Young Thug right now.
Well, I don't have that in the news, so you're allowed to look that up. Go for it. Read all you want. You're a big fan, right?
Gunna. I like Gunna. I mean, love you, little Tekka.
He's one of your favorites.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there. I know Houdini might be your favorite. I'm not sure. I know it's a pretty small group there.
Yeah.
And he's
Eric
B.
and Rakim.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put them up there.
Big Daddy Kane
on the list. But as far as like newer, younger guys go, he's probably the one.
Yeah, I like Gunner.
So what's wrong with them?
I don't know. Besides, I'm trying to read about it now. People are saying he snitched, but then he got 5 years in prison, so I don't know.
Doesn't sound like a very good deal. Well, I guess I don't know what you're facing.
Yeah, I don't know.
So.
Right, that's my thing.
Well, we got to talk about the party bus entering the crowd last night. We got to talk about Caitlin Clark. I mean, this is big news, Lazo. People on social media are very, very upset. And, you know, I feel like you're the one who's here to be the level-headed, grounded sports fan who can explain to us, hey, take the emotions out of it. Here's why this is happening. And then Trump, I think, is meeting with this probation officer. So
nice.
He gets special treatment,
probably
though.
Has to pee in the bathroom in front of everybody.
I think they're giving him special
treatment.
Is he going
to have to go to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings?
I don't think he was in trouble for substances,
right? They never do that. They always just send you.
Oh, really?
Like, I've gotten in trouble for non-alcoholic things. And they're like, you go to AA
I've heard
meetings.
They're not allowed to do AA.
And you got a drug test. You're like, why? They have nothing to do with drugs.
Yeah, that's
like,
ridiculous.
Yeah, well, where's your drug test?
They are either getting ready to end that or they've started to end that already, the AA stuff, because the church and state stuff, there's been some lawsuits. I don't know if that's every state, but I know in a lot of states they've stopped doing that. I always thought that was weird. Forcing someone to go to something like AA, it just doesn't seem like it's going to work. But you know what? Maybe even if it only works 1 out of 1,000 times, it helped that one person. So
and they would say,
scared.
I think the people at AA would say it helps.
Give it a shot.
If you just keep going, you'll hear something that.
Yeah, it could resonate with you. And then absolutely. So, no, but Trump doesn't have to do that, I don't think.
Nobody ever walks into an AA meeting on a winning streak. Yeah. That's what I always say.
That part's true.
Nobody's ever like, hey, you know what just happened? Just open up my own business, hit the lotto, and marry the girl of my dreams. Then I'm going to stroll into an AA meeting and just make sure that didn't happen. So when you're there, there's a reason why you're there.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Oh, and I got to talk to you guys about the update with your, I know he's not from Detroit, outside Detroit, the Michigan driver's license Zoom guy. I know no one else has been continuing to follow the story closely, but boy have I, and I'm fascinated by it. I'm taking it neither one of you have heard anything about it past he said that he had, it was a bookkeeping error.
Yeah.
Have you heard what's happened since then?
I've seen the update, yes.
Okay. We'll go over that quickly, too, coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo, doom scroll.
Yo. Well, Laszlo, you may have seen people on social media very upset that Caitlin Clark did not
make the Olympics.
Make the Olympic
team. Yeah, I saw that.
I'm a little confused because I thought she was doing pretty well, just based on the media coverage early in the WNBA. Then I noticed they started to say that she hadn't been performing up to expectations, maybe,
sure.
And that was around the time of the foul that I started hearing that. And I'll admit I haven't followed it too closely, just what I see in the news. And even if you just listen to this news story here from one of the networks, they start off by talking about how great she is and then by talking about how she just hasn't been as good as they had hoped. So she's, you know, not deserving to be on the Olympic team if you look at all of the athletes who did make the Olympic
sure.
team. It's also important to remember that the women's Olympic basketball team has not lost since 1992.
Oh, wow.
So they got a pretty good thing going. That's according to the thing that I read this morning. And the woman that I saw who is a journalist and follows women's basketball said that there are that these women are not only more deserving than her, but there are probably still a few more women who might be more deserving.
Okay.
But Caitlin seems to be handling it well. And now I've heard today or within the last couple hours, there's rumors at least that she may actually be announced as an alternate for the Olympic team anyway. So we'll see.
While Caitlin Clark's first season in the WNBA has been an offensive spectacle, it seems the record-setting rookie's performance won't be enough to propel her to the Olympics in Paris next month. Clark will not be among the 12 players on Team USA's preliminary women's basketball roster.
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for.
The thing she said was, hey, coach, they woke a monster.
Why is Caitlin Clark not in the women's basketball team?
We got to do better. Like, come on. This is the Michael Jordan of women's basketball.
Okay, now she said at the beginning there, you heard them say that it's been an offensive spectacle and a record-setting season for her. I'm thinking maybe the record setting they're referring to is attendance.
Or?
Is like attendance records? Is that what they're talking about? Or they could be talking about college. And then the offensive spectacle, I'm seeing some things that say that she hasn't actually been nearly as good as a lot of people were hoping, or as good
Let's
as she'd been in college, even close.
I'll look it up for
so
you, buddy.
Could just be that she's in a slump since the time of that foul.
I mean, she's not doing bad. She's played 12 games. She's averaging 16 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists.
That sounds like a good 32% player.
32% from three-point range. Looks like she's doing pretty good for someone who's played 12 games
right
in the pros.
You said it takes a while to make that transition.
If you got a rookie player in the first 12 games in any sport, they were doing that. The equivalent of whatever sport that is, 16.8 points, 5.3 rebounds. That's better than average. It's pretty good. But maybe there's just better players than her. I read that one of the coaches or somebody who picked the teams said that they couldn't have her on the team because if she didn't play,
then it would be,
then all her fans would go crazy. So they'd have to play her more than they wanted. So it's easier just to keep her off. It's like what we say about having tickets to the hottest band in the world. If you got two, you only make two people happy. You're going to piss everybody else off.
Yeah.
So if you don't play her all the time and she makes it to you, you're better off just not taking her now, which is dumb, but I understand the logic.
Yeah, I mean, I do see the audiences, the crowd sizes, they look huge.
Right, so if people are coming to these games, they want to see Caitlin Clark and then she doesn't play.
Right.
It could be a problem.
And I don't know how well the WNBA was doing last year or the year before. I don't. So maybe it's grown by leaps and bounds since I've last seen it. I don't watch basketball, and I don't see women's basketball on TV really ever.
No.
So I, you know, now that Caitlin Clark is famous, I feel like you're starting to see it advertised more heavily. But I get that if you buy tickets to take your kids to the game because Caitlin Clark on the team,
play, you'd be upset.
You'd be very upset. Yeah. So okay, fair enough. But as far as people thinking that she should be on the Olympic team because she's helped the sport so much,
right, that doesn't
make any sense. And I'll take this journalist's word for it because she sounds like she follows women's professional basketball and she's saying that these other women are better than her now and that Caitlin won't get there and she'll find her groove.
She's talking sports, so
there is that. Yeah,
right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I thought we were just going to have a nice controversy-free discussion about this drama with Caitlin Clark not making the Olympic team, and then you throw something like that in there. Now I know you're joking. Snoko knows you're joking. I think some of the people on Twitch know you're joking, but not everyone knows you're joking when you talk like that.
Caitlin Clark is averaging the 14th most points in the league.
Well, there you go. So, okay, how many people are on a basketball team? If she should easily make it as an alternate then, right? I don't know about easily, but I would think that how many alternates do you need? You probably need a few, so she'd be an alternate. That rumor makes
Asia
sense.
Asia Wilson, you know her?
Is it? No, I don't. Never mind.
Arike Ogunbowale.
Yeah.
Kalian Cooper, Nafisa Collier.
Cooper, is that Cooper's daughter?
Jewel Lloyd, Kelsey Plum, Brianna Stewart, Dewana Boner.
Whoa.
Dewana Boner. That's her name. I didn't make it up.
Is it Bonner, maybe?
D-E-W-A-N-N-A, Dewana.
Okay.
Boner, B-O-N-N-E-R.
That's Bonner.
Dewana Boner?
Bonner.
Dewana Boner?
It's Bonner Springs, not Boner Springs. There's a difference.
No, they just changed it.
Huh?
They just changed it because they didn't want to be called Boner Springs. It's like Boehner, the Speaker of the House. His name was Boner. And her name's Boner, too. If you want to change it, that's fine. But her parents named her Dewana Boner. And the answer is yes. Yes, I do.
Anyhow, she's better than Caitlin. Is that what you're saying?
More than you know.
these are all players that are better than Caitlin
living
currently?
Right now.
They're outperforming. Dewana
Boner? I'm going to get that jersey. Do you want a boner?
Okay, you've said that enough times now, I think.
She's attractive.
You're allowed to say it, but I feel like there's got to be some sort of
18.8 points. She's a good ball player.
This is
Dewana Boner. Dewana Boner.
It's not Dewanda.
D-E-W-A-N-N-A. Dewana. Yeah,
Dewana.
Dewana Boner. Dewana Boner.
Well,
you've been playing for 14 years. Jesus
Good
Christ.
Good Lord. That's a long time.
Really?
How old is she? Does she look noticeably older? I don't know anything about the WNBA.
She was born in 1987.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. Caitlin Clark was probably born in the 2000s, or are we talking like 99? I actually don't know, because I don't know how long she was in college.
Did 2002.
She? Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, look, Caitlin's going to be just fine. She's selling tickets, putting asses in the seats. And Laszlo just read your numbers. She's playing pretty well.
Playing
she may not be
well.
The best.
The guard, 16.8 points a game.
She'll
not bad.
Get there. If I could buy stock in her, I'd still be buying stock. It's still going to rise. It's still going to rise. Got nowhere to go but up, 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 up. Trump has to meet with his probation officer. I think he's already done it, or he's doing it right now. They did allow Trump to meet with his probation officer over Zoom, so he'll actually be doing it from Mar-a-Lago in Florida. But yes, it is special treatment, but also if the former president of the United States goes into the probation office with Secret Service and all these things, they said it really wouldn't be fair to the other people who have to go see their probation officer. It would be a massive circus. They would probably be late to seeing their probation officer or whatever. So they do give him special treatment because it would cause a serious scene. So I sort of get this special treatment, but it would be nice. I mean, you get to do it from home, out of state, over Zoom. That's pretty nice. But he is the former president, so, you know, not saying that because he's a former president, he should get the special treatment, but because it would cause such a disaster. I can only imagine if I was on probation, I had to go meet with my PO that day. I'm leaving on my lunch break, and I try and get down there during that hour and hand over my certified check.
It'd probably help you, though. You could be like, I tried to get in.
I guess, yeah.
Trump was there. I'd probably like for him to be there.
It would probably be a built-in excuse. That day, they just couldn't do anything else. But he does have to meet with the probation officer, and then they'll have this hearing.
How'd you like to be Trump's probation officer?
It seems like a lot of pressure because they're going to be getting death threats. People are going to dox them, right? They'll figure this stuff out.
What are you going to do? Do something to them?
Right.
I mean, really, what are you going to do? Except just say you don't have to come and see me anymore because, heaven forbid, he becomes president.
Right.
Now he's like, oh, whatever he does to you.
Right.
Puts you in jail or...
I'd be nice to him.
Kills your family. Like, I'm not saying he would, but, you know, like...
President...
You don't want the president of the United States on any side of the aisle... To be a personal enemy of yours.
Exactly.
Like, it's just not good.
No, not at all. And, you know, he is running for re-election right now. He's got about a 50-50 chance.
Right, you're like, I don't want him, like, I don't care if he dislikes me and dislikes a group of us together.
Different.
That's okay. Then, like, I hate my probation officer, and this is his name. This is where she works.
Don't
right?
want that.
No.
Don't want that. And he's got this sentencing hearing coming up right before the Republican National Convention, which is in... I think his sentencing hearing is early July, the first week of July.
I don't need him on Truth Social or whatever, being like, my probation officer is
sending me to jail.
Right.
Sending me to, saying that, recommending that I go to jail, that I'm hanging out with other felons. Because that's part of what this meeting is. You know, what are your finances like? Are you hanging out with other felons? You're not supposed to be doing that. Are you using drugs or alcohol? I mean... It's got to be super weird for that person doing this interview.
Obviously,
with Trump.
It's been so disruptive to have his presence down there for court. And so they're trying to avoid that. So he's going to do it from Mar-a-Lago virtually, ask a series of questions, things like, tell me what led up to the crime. Tell me about your finances. All of these types of questions, just again, sort of unprecedented in a situation
you
like
have
this.
A job
the judge does not have to take the probation department's recommendation.
Well, I am, actually.
But he can use it
what
as
job?
One of any
President.
Number of factors.
I'm going to need a phone number of the places that you've applied and the supervisor that you spoke to. Yeah, the number of the White House.
There's actually nobody in charge because they're like nobody higher than me. If I get the job, I'll be like, I'm like king.
Man, if they said I was the probation officer for Trump, I'd just quit. There's no winning.
Oh, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't quit?
No.
Oh, you just kiss his ass and hope to get a favor later?
I got you, man.
I just don't want to get caught up in
the middle
of this.
Like, hey, once we close this Zoom, just call me on this phone.
Well, that's what my probation officer, he was pretty nice. He's like, look, I'm the one with all the power here.
Yeah, I just don't want it on Zoom because people are going to be digging through.
Exactly.
So I'll be like,
it's
hey, call me. We're both going to have burner phones, and you're going to call me, and I'm going to write down all this paperwork, and we're good.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
But none of this
that's
can
the
be
only
tracked.
Way. There's no way I'm telling the judge I recommend.
No.
And I'm giving him these demerits or whatever the hell they call it for hanging out with
I
felons.
Would just, and I would tell the judge, like, I recommend he's not on probation.
Yeah. Well, they've said that he's probably not going to go to jail. At least that's the thing I heard this morning. They said odds are that he will not go to jail. I didn't really, you know, they said they're Class E felonies, and I thought, yeah, but it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But then they're saying, yeah, but he's not an ordinary defendant. He's never, he doesn't have any prior convictions, things like that. It all matters that, you know, he's former president and might be president again. Those things all come into play, and I'm like, of course they do.
Yeah.
But when you hear that number of felonies, like you were saying after the trial, you think, oh, well, you'll probably, I would think, at least get a couple weekends,
I couldn't
even
imagine.
If they're Class E.
I remember when I just had a few, and we thought we were going to get out of it, and then...
It's still felonies.
Well, and then the judge was like, all right, we're going to get out of it, and then the judge was like, oh, no, you're going to jail, and I was like, what? And my defense attorney was like, wait, no, we worked out a deal. He's like, not in this courtroom, you didn't.
Oh, God.
So the prosecutor was like, nah, just do a weekend.
So you passed out, hit the floor?
No, I was like, come on, man.
I know how that goes.
And then my lawyer was like, come on, let's go outside. And then the prosecutor came, and then they were like, let's get this in a different judge's courtroom.
Oh, they got it moved?
Yeah, they said, hey, you know, he's still on probation in another courtroom, so I think that judge has jurisdiction on this. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because one of the charges was violation of probation. And so we talked to the judge. The judge wants to see him over there. That judge was like, you.
Sons of bitches.
And then they sent me over there, and the judge was like, all right.
Boom.
I'm served.
Cool.
Yeah.
You want your lawyer saying, Walker, let's go to this
let
court.
Him walk. Louise Walker. Let him walk, Walker.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Now, earlier we talked about rodent.
I wish you would have crapped himself.
We talked about...
that would have been a better story.
Is it sexy rodent men or good-looking, sexy rodent men?
Sure.
I think it's sexy rodent men, whatever. Trying to keep you guys hip. I'm sure at this point you guys have heard clips and seen talk of the man in finance looking for a guy in finance, looking for a man in finance. Have you seen this stuff?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, Snowcone, you're aware of it, right?
Uh-huh.
This
are you looking
now,
for a man in finance?
This now is, Laszlo, the song of the summer.
Song of the summer.
What a crazy world we live in. So this girl, she's 26 years old. Her name's Megan Bonney. She's on TikTok just kind of joking around, making fun of girls for being single. These girls who complain about being single, but then they have impossibly high standards. Saying, I'm looking for a guy in finance who's 6'5", blue-eyed.
Sure.
And she kind of sings this little melody. People started to cut her singing and put it to auto-tune. I mean, Phineas, I saw, had done like... I guess it would be an interpolation because he had changed the lyrics. He had think he was looking for a Wi-Fi network. There's been a bunch of these. But then DJs started playing clips of this girl's show. I think she originally posted this at the end of April.
Okay.
And now here we are. Whatever, she had a job in sales. I don't know exactly what she was doing. But she had some sort of job in sales. She quit that job. She's now got a record deal.
Oh.
Yeah, a record deal, Laszlo. And they're saying this is the song of the summer. So if you hear this song, you've probably heard this at least in the background of a social media video and didn't even realize, but that's the story behind the song. And apparently, if you were booking shows for a pop station, I guess you would really want this girl to have
Megan Bonney knows what she's looking for.
Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Finance. Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes.
But what she found instead?
Finance. Trust fund. 6'5".
TikTok's
Six,
unofficial
five,
song of the summer,
Blue Eyes.
Racking up 42 million views and countless remixes and dance parties. The soundtrack for singles everywhere. What Megan says started as a joke has led to collaborations with DJs and producers like David Guetta. Megan signing a record deal to license those viral vocals.
Okay, Laszlo, you know a little bit about the industry. How much money do you think she could have made already? She quit her job. She got an agent now. I read an interview with her in People magazine. She's like, my life has changed so much. I told my work they were quitting. They're like, of course, you go do you. You know, you're famous now. I got an agent. I just can't believe how crazy the last couple months have been.
Probably in the world of the internet, probably a lot.
But from
advertising
deals?
Advertising, licensing. People want to make records for it. I mean,
they have to license her lyrics because that's what they were saying. It's people who are using it.
Yeah.
She wrote them.
Yeah.
So, and they're using her voice a lot of times too. I think in most of those, they're using her voice.
Well, they got to pay her.
So,
I have no idea how much she's making. I really don't. Like, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Do
I
you
wouldn't
think
even know where to start.
In the next year, what did they say? 44 million views, I think, is what he just said in that story. I've read different numbers. Does she make $1 million off of this?
Maybe.
Probably. If they're talking about it like this and saying
like
it's a song of the summer.
Yeah. Of all the times it's played, I don't know.
Right, she gets a piece of that for everyone who samples it. And I don't know how long that lasts, but even if it's just a thing this summer, which I wouldn't imagine it goes longer than that, but still, could she make enough money from this one little clip that was meant to be a joke
to retire? Maybe.
I mean, if they're telling her to get an agent and they're playing this at these concerts. I don't know if you get paid. Do you get paid?
I don't
playing
know
it at
about
a
that.
DJ whoever show?
No, you probably get like a sampling license for whoever made it the first time. And
well,
then...
yeah, they said that they paid her to
remix
with her voice. I mean, look, the song there, it's no worse than that, you know, Victoria's Secret was made up by a dude song or whatever from a couple summers ago.
I don't know that.
You don't remember that? I think we talked about it. But that's the babysitter one. I don't remember the whole story, but it's fresh in my mind because they played a clip of it in Ren Faire, which you'll see tonight when you finish watching that. But there's these songs of summer that get popular on social media in the last few years. Yeah. And this whole thing, every time I read about this man in finance, they say, this just shows how different the landscape is. Songs now.
Yeah, friendly teacher says she's doing OnlyFans afterwards. What'd she look like?
She's beautiful.
Yeah, well, she could probably do that.
I don't know if she can sing. Could
when
she
in doubt, be a pop get star? On camera and play with your.
Yeah.
Why are you guys looking at me like
no,
that?
No, I mean, I wanted to.
Why'd you shake your head like that? You're disgusted with me. I'm just saying.
It was just drawing.
I just wanted to it's see true, if I could poke right? holes in it, but I couldn't.
I mean, that's what OnlyFans says. Like, that's basically it. Hey, did you get famous somehow? Then come on here.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
And guys will pay you. You make millions. I mean, she'll make more off that.
Do you think Caitlin Clark would make more of
I don't want to bring that up. See, that's jarring. That's rude. That crosses the line.
That was something
what
else.
I said. You said if you're famous, you could be.
Yeah, but I didn't say that about that.
I was thinking
yeah,
of recently was. Famous women. Her, no. Who are some other recently famous
see,
women?
See, I don't think Caitlin Clark is in the same stratosphere as, you know, a lady who said
Megan
something.
Megan Bonney?
Yeah, said something on TikTok. Like, you know, and then got famous on accident. Caitlin Clark is no accident.
No,
well, you said cross the line.
I'm just asking if
make me feel uncomfortable and across the line.
No, sometimes you got to work hard to get to that fame. But once you've got the fame, is it worth going on
no,
OnlyFans?
No.
And that's all I'm asking. No. You answered the question. You didn't have to give me a whole dressing down. I just asked. Would she make more money? Gee,
I just
Lazo?
Didn't like it. I didn't like the way it came out.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm trying to think
like
of women that got famous recently.
Yeah, I mean
that's a perfect one. We just talked about her a second ago, so that's the whole reason I brought it up. Speaking of getting rich. Fast. Those lawsuits, baby. If you can sue a food company for saying they got some sort of food in their food that they don't have in their food, man, you can make out like a bandit.
You've
people
been
trying to help me forever. And then people started sending me this
one.
Story. I missed another one. I've missed so many now.
This is a good one, too.
This is the pistachio ice cream
yeah.
at Cold Stone.
Because I didn't think pistachio ice cream had pistachios in it. Like, I just thought it was pistachio-flavored. I didn't think you could sue for that. Like, I thought we all knew that.
There's a general understanding like, when you're talking about sweets. You know, if you're talking about Sour Patch Kids not containing watermelon.
Like, I like the lemon. I don't know what it's called, but I like lemon ice cream.
Okay.
I enjoy it. They have it sometimes at Baskin-Robbins, but growing up, they used to lemon chiffon by Strove's.
Okay.
I loved it. It was my favorite. But I never thought they put a real lemon in there.
This is like sorbet but, kind of stuff?
No, just, okay. Like an ice cream. But okay. I just assumed that it was, you know, some sort of lemon flavoring. I didn't think they put lemons in it.
Right. That's how I feel about all sweets.
I mean, if you buy strawberry
candies.
Ice cream, it's got strawberries in it, you're like, damn, it's a nice place.
Yes.
It's a little shocking, like what I said about OnlyFans.
I guess I wouldn't be shocked if there was some residue of a pistachio in this ice cream. But when you think
green,
about
right?
these food lawsuits, yeah, when you think about these food lawsuits, I don't think of, I mean, there's been the pop, there's been the Pop-Tarts. Mm. Is Pop-Tart a candy? It's technically a breakfast food. Mm. So the ginger ale thing
well,
was
the
big one.
I watched that movie with Seinfeld. I really enjoyed it.
I started and fell asleep. I need to finish. I've only got like 20 minutes left.
But a lot of true stuff in there.
I wonder if this woman will win this lawsuit because, you know, people say, oh, you missed a good one. Well, it's a good one if she wins. There's been quite a few of these lawsuits brought against food companies, but the ones that are good are the ones where people win, like winning against the ginger ale company twice.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
people are saying
good.
You know
a
where
Long
to go
Island
for
woman, Jenna Marie Duncan, is suing the ice cream chain Cold Stone Creamery over no real pistachios in her pistachio ice cream. A federal judge has given the woman the green light to file the class action lawsuit. In the court documents, it states that she really believed at the time of her purchase that her ice cream contained real pistachios.
I would be disappointed if they didn't have pistachios in their pistachio ice cream. I think that's a valid point. Good for her.
I like that woman. Oh, I think it's valid. Good for her. You stand up for yourself. You do what's right. Damn it. No, tired of getting taken advantage of in this world.
Yeah, I like it.
So will she win money? I don't know. How big is Cold Stone Creamery?
They're
big. I also don't know. You know like, what,
big.
What do their books look like? They doing well
big,
right now?
Big, big. That's big ice cream.
We got to go back and look at who's won some of these lawsuits for big money. I know the one was against...
What's your favorite place to go get ice cream?
I like Custard.
Mm.
So I like Andy's a lot.
I like Andy's.
I like Custard's Last Stand.
I do like Baskin-Robbins.
I've never been huge into the, I mean, when I was a little kid, but like going into the by the scoop place, because I don't like cones that much. So you're kind of getting it in a bowl.
You're
I know.
Getting a bowl.
I know. But then it's like, if I'm going to go out to get ice cream, I'll go for custard or something. That's all. I don't dislike it. It's just if I'm going to go out for ice cream. Now, if you're going to treat me to it, it's great. If you're taking me out and there's an ice cream place, we're on vacation and this is the spot, yes, it's great. I love ice cream. But I just like custard more. I thought there was some sort of specific ice cream that you liked more too, but maybe not. Maybe it's just like you've talked about the lemon stuff
frozen
in the
yogurt.
Past. Frozen yogurt, people go out.
I like yogurtini.
To get, right?
I do like yogurtini.
That's still.
Orange Wave.
Pretty popular.
TCBY.
I think the one over by my house is still, I don't remember what company it was. But yeah, people used to like the yogurt because it was fat free, right?
Well, I don't know about now that. Now they but like, I like it the, because like it's the tartness.
Tastes
of it.
Different. Yeah. It's unique. It tastes good. Do you like custard?
Yeah, I go to Andy's quite often.
What about Dairy Queen soft serve?
Well, yeah, sure.
You know what I've never had?
You
speaking
like it
of
dipped
that,
in the hard stuff?
No, I don't. My mom. It's her favorite ice cream.
I bet.
Oh, you watch that Seinfeld movie?
Is she like the black?
You watch the Seinfeld movie?
I mean the chocolate.
That Greek guy that they said that sells ice cream, sold ice cream on TV. The other ice cream cake guy that they referenced in the movie. Did you know who that guy was?
No.
I had to look them up. They only sell that ice cream on the East Coast, and they sell ice. He invented soft serve. You didn't have that in Michigan either.
Mm-mm.
I'm interested in trying it. Found you can.
Does your mom get
the
chocolate?
Listen.
Is she like the Red Rocket?
That's it. It's done. I said I like custard. I like ice cream though. But if I'm gonna pick one, I'll pick a custard place. You said you're going to Baskin Robbins. How many flavors do they have? 22, 32, 42,
32. 60, I'm gonna guess
64, something like that. And then finally,
but they got rid of my favorite, you know, years ago.
What?
Chocolate and orange together. Mandarin chocolate.
What about the local place that everyone loves, Betty Ray's? They wait in line. I mean, that line is so long.
The line is always down the block.
It's just huge. People, my niece will drive half an hour, 35 minutes from her house to get to that place to go get ice cream.
Isn't that good?
Well, they have like weird flavors, like goat cheese, you know, crazy stuff like
good.
That. I don't know. People obviously love it. It's good.
But goat cheese ice cream?
I mean, I don't know about the goat cheese specifically, but I've seen something that had goat cheese in it. One of their ice creams, I don't know if that's a one-off sort of a thing or if that's one of the more popular flavors. I don't go there often. Like I said, I'm more of an Andy's guy. TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods, all the same company.
Yeah.
They're going to start wearing body cams, the employees. You worked at a Marshalls. That's why
did.
I brought this up, because you worked there. You worked at the dressing room. They come. You give them a number.
Yeah.
When they come out, are you supposed to count how many clothes? I'm just guessing you didn't actually count.
Yeah, like you say,
how many jeans? Seven.
Items do you have? And they're like, oh, I have seven. And you give them like a little plastic thing that says seven.
And then when they come
and
back.
And then they have to come out, they have to hand you seven things with the seven thing.
But did you actually count it is what I'm asking you. Like as an employee there.
Of course
there.
I did. I was a good employee.
Okay. Well, now they'll know, I guess, if you're slacking off. And they'll know people are stealing because they're going to start putting body cams on people. Which they say is supposed to keep people from stealing. When you see that someone's wearing a body cam, you go, I better not steal. But don't they already have cameras all over the store?
I think so.
Surge in shoplifting, and now stores are getting creative with security. Retail security employees at stores like TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Home Goods are now wearing body cameras to record shoppers and deter thieves.
A little too aggressive, I would say.
A potential shoplifter goes into the store, sees somebody wearing one of the tactical vests or a security vest with the body cam.
Is that what they're wearing?
I might get photographed, so I'm not going to do it.
That guy's like the KTLA retail expert, something like that. And I didn't understand why are they? Are you saying that they're going to put Marshall's employees in tactical vests? Now, if you're saying
you got to pay me more if you make
security guards
have them,
right? That's ridiculous to work at Marshall's. I mean,
in the fitting room,
you got a problem with theft, but it's not that bad, right? That you have to dress all these people up like security guards.
Man.
I don't know. But they got to do something about the theft, Lazo. You know, people are just...
People hated the fitting room. I loved it.
They hated working it?
Yeah.
Well, because you're folding the clothes, right? Isn't that the thing they hate?
No, people come and get them.
Oh, someone else does that part?
So, like, well, yeah, they bring you back and then, you know, you hang them up or whatever. And then, you know, if you're working in the men's department, you got to come get your clothes.
Well, it didn't seem so bad.
We just sit there. You literally sit there and don't talk to anybody for 8 hours.
That seems fine by me.
I loved it.
Yeah. I don't get what the problem with that is. Maybe they think the time goes by too soon.
Yeah, people said it takes forever and it's boring. You
never understood
the
people
around.
That say they want more of a challenge.
Yeah, no.
I've never understood that.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, coming up, I want to find out if you have what it takes, Laszlo.
Well, you watched the Cyndi Lauper documentary and they mentioned the Goonies, so were you excited about that? You think that's her best song?
I do think that's her best song. I mean, but I think it's easily her most underrated song.
The Goonies are good enough?
Yeah. Good enough. I think that's her most underrated song.
You think it's better than Time After
Time? Is it better than Time After Time? It's hard to say because I live in a world where it didn't get the respect, the airtime, the notoriety that it deserves. So it's just hard to say for sure. I guess I'll say Time After Time is probably her best song. But Goonies are good enough. Yeah. That's my second favorite, easy. What's yours? Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Boy.
It's Time After Time.
I like the Prince cover she does.
Which Prince cover?
The Prince version is better, but...
I thought you were a Time After Time fan.
I am, but I really like that. When You Are Mine.
Oh, they talk about that, right? Did they show that? No, but I love that song.
The Prince version's great, but she does a good job of that. I like that the best.
When they started getting into her newer stuff, I think
Time After Time is her best song. It's an amazing song. Stand the Test of Time After Time. But
yeah,
I do like When You Are Mine.
Yes, but you do also like Time After Time. Just admit that, of course. Okay. I felt like you were maybe trying to dance around.
I'm just saying, When You're Mine, I like the Prince version and I like the Cyndi Lauper version.
Okay. Well, yeah, I thought that was good. I like that Paramount does all those music docs, I guess, just because they've got
their
own MTV, so it works. That Jane's Addiction one was
amazing.
Lollapalooza one was amazing. Do you think, after watching that Lollapalooza one, do you think that he's as involved as they made him seem, or do you think that was a bit of
marketing
on their end? You think he is that involved?
Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy that would want to be involved.
That he's saying these are bands. I mean, from the beginning, obviously he was, but I didn't know about since it moved to Chicago and
changed hands.
If you think he's still really that.
Why do you not?
I don't know. I don't think he has the final say, but I think he's in the room. I would imagine he's in the room. And just all of that, watching you do it over the years and work with people who do it and just knowing all the things that can happen.
He's in the room for sure.
It's almost like it gets to a point where, like, who could possibly be available that we think will be popular at this time? Yeah, Cyndi Lauper. She might be.
And the cast of Goonies.
Will you go see her for her farewell tour?
I thought she already did it with, like, Billy Joel or something.
Was that it? Wait, I thought they said that there was one coming up this fall.
Didn't she go on tour with Billy Joel?
Yeah, well, Stevie Nicks went on tour with Billy Joel. Maybe Cyndi Lauper did too, but I thought they said her farewell tour was this fall. Together? Billy Joel and Cyndi Lauper?
Yes.
Maybe.
What?
I don't know Cyndi Lauper's catalog.
You know Billy
Joel's?
It's on a Billy Joel album.
With Cyndi Lauper?
Yes.
What song is that? Someone on Twitch will say what it is.
Looks like her farewell tour starts. First show's in Detroit, October 24th.
I was just going to ask if we had to go to Detroit for it, would you go to Detroit for it? I didn't know that's where it started, but I could see it not being here.
She is playing Fox Theater.
Oh, nice.
Hey, that'd be a good spot, right?
Yeah. Code of Silence.
That's Cyndi Lauper?
Billy Joel and Cyndi Lauper.
Boy, no, that's
released his 10th studio album, The Bridge. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, that's not a good song. But yeah, I didn't realize that was Cyndi Lauper. I mean, if I did, I just forgot about
song.
It. That's his best song? Mm-hmm. You think that's his best song?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, music is subjective. I get it. It is what it is. That's what you'd like to listen to on a desert island with just one Billy Joel song? Then that's totally fine. I'm going to find out if you got what it takes, Lazo, coming up here, these skills that we're supposed to have that, you need to survive. I don't think you actually need all of these skills to survive, but I think I have most of them. Any of the first aid stuff, I just lean on Snow Cone heavily because he was a paramedic. So, well, EMT. But
same thing.
If I've learned anything, it's that they're the same thing. Right?
No.
Yes.
No.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! All right. Underrated skills that everyone needs to know.
All right.
That everyone should have.
I got them.
I think you got
most of them.
Quite a few. We'll start from the bottom here.
Sure.
How to tell an interesting story.
Got it. Easy.
Right? How to safely operate a firearm.
Yeah. I can safely operate a firearm.
I'm like, safely operate a firearm. A rifle, a basic handgun. I'm sure there are firearms that I would not be familiar with, and you wouldn't want me teaching instructions on how to handle.
Okay.
But I feel like I was just trying to decide whether or not to check that one off.
Yes.
I think
can
I
can. Shoot a gun?
Yeah, I can shoot a gun. I mean, hell, I took Landon shooting. Yeah, he'd never been shooting before.
You're on a trap team.
I was on the trap team.
You can shoot a gun.
You can certainly shoot a rifle. Okay. The next one is how to read a nutrition label. Now, I do know how to read.
Sure.
I think. And I know some of the basics about what's going on with the nutrition labels. But then I was thinking about the stuff that people who are on these low-carb diets do where they take the fiber and they take that and use some formula to come up with how much actual net carbs there are.
If it's 20 carbs and 10 grams of fiber, then just subtract the 10 and now it's 10.
Oh, it's an even percentage? I didn't realize it was that simple. So, okay. So that's.
You got it. I just taught you.
So there could be more things like that on there. But I mean, I think I have a basic understanding.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Hydrogenated oils. Well, like, what are the important things? Added sugars,
palm oil.
Yeah, we've got the basic understanding. I'm going to say that I know how to read the nutrition label. The next one is spelling. Now,
I'm not a great speller.
I don't understand why this is so necessary, because when we were kids and they said, you won't have a calculator in your pocket to do math.
iPhone corrects me. And if I'm so far off that it doesn't know the word, then I'll just change the word.
I speak it. If I have no idea where to begin, I just hit the microphone.
I just change the word.
And I say, synecdoche or whatever the hell I'm trying.
Synecdoche?
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Whatever word I'm trying to come up with.
S-C-H-E-N-E-C-T-D-Y.
Perfect! You got it. You got it. So spelling I'm not going to say I'm good at. But with the help of my phone, I'm quite good at it. So I don't know. Why do you need to have that one? Underrated seems a little like a stretch. Sewing. This is the one that I don't think any of us know.
Sew.
Unless Snowcone has some sort of a secret that I don't know. I don't think any of us know how to sew.
No, I can't sew.
I have been told that you should know how to sew a button back onto your pants or shirt in an emergency, and that's why they have those little sewing kits at the hotel.
Right, if it's your pants,
I've never
just use a
done
belt.
That. Yeah, then just use a belt. And if you're missing a button on the shirt, then just rip all the buttons off and leave it unbuttoned.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and depending on where it is, if you're wearing a jacket or something, then you don't have to worry about it at all. But yeah, I don't know how to sew. I've always thought it would be cool to know how to sew. That's one of those things that you don't expect a guy to know how to do, like be a good quilter. Be cool, right?
Oh, yeah. Talk about cool.
I know. I knew you were going to say something like that.
Yeah, just I'm saying, when you think about cool, you're like, man, look at this dude.
If you made quilts.
I bet that dude quilts.
And you didn't brag about it. You weren't all up in everyone's face about it.
Yeah, just like that dude.
But if I went over to your house and you had quilts over the back of the couch, I'm like, oh, cool, where'd you get this? And you said, I quilted it.
Quilts.
And if you said you quilted it, that'd be impressive.
Yeah, not cool.
I'd be like, wow. You don't see a lot of guys.
I know you like to quilt, so you're trying to pull it off, but.
I'm saying it. I don't know how to quilt. I like quilts. I wish I knew how to quilt. I was talking to a quilter at Old Shawnee Days this weekend. I was enamored with her work. Excellent, excellent artist. Her and her daughter both. So the sewing thing, I don't know how to do. Number five is how to unclog a toilet.
I can figure that out.
I mean, how complex are we getting here? Are we talking about it's clogged and I'm using the plunger to get it out of there? I got that.
Yeah, me too.
If you're talking about you need to snake the drain I don't know, the bottom of the house, well, then probably going to call a plumber for that.
But I assume if you're
saying unclog a toilet, you mean...
Yeah, plunger.
The actual toilet in front of me, just get it plunged out. I can do that. It's something, by the way, I never had to do when I was a kid. I don't remember ever running into that problem. And then you hit adulthood. Like in the movies, I thought, who's got toilets that are so bad, they won't flush? And then you hit adulthood, and you're like, boy, we need to make sure we got a plunger in every room.
Yeah,
you get the ones with the electronic flushing
assist. My ex-father-in-law totally couldn't use toilet paper.
I've been to locations where they say, please don't put toilet paper in toilet.
I'm like, can't stay here.
In a wastebasket next to they have a little lid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just, is that sanitary? And if that's what you're working with, why not go with the bidet? If you're worried about toilet paper entering the whatever system, or there is no system, then why not the bidet?
Don't get it. I don't have to go there anymore, so don't care.
Yeah. So how to unclog a toilet? I got that
crappy clogged toilet.
Was it because that toilet had a tough time flushing, or were they saying the plumbing in the house? Okay. So I wonder if it was because of the toilet or because of the plumbing.
No.
Like if there was a septic thing. If it's just a toilet, it's like, well, I think I would save up to get the new toilet then. They're like $100. Basic home. This is to put these together, I think, is ridiculous. But basic home and car maintenance. You should know how to do those things.
Well,
I don't know what people consider basic.
Yeah. I'm not saying no.
Basic car maintenance are
like
we talking
change
about?
Your
change
oil.
Okay.
No,
if we're just,
I can't change my
let's
oil.
End it with changing the oil. We can put air in the tires.
I can put air in the tires. I could.
You could
change the tire if I wanted to. I couldn't change the oil. There's no way.
I really think if you just pulled out a YouTube tutorial, you'd have no problem.
But no. I'd forget to change a filter or put a filter back in. No.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But the basic home maintenance?
No.
I don't know which one I think I'm worse
at. What?
Which one am I worse at? I can unclog a toilet, right? It's like, what am I fixing at home? Not much, man. I got to call Kenny for most of those things. Yeah. So while I'm no mechanic, I'm also not great at
simple
home maintenance. So sorry, guys, but that skill waved bye-bye to me a long time ago. Cooking, yes, I've got the basics, and you've talked about this too.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a chef, but to have some meals that you can do
like
and
five
do
or six
well.
That you can get to.
Yes.
They don't even have to be good. That, like, at least your immediate family's like, yeah, I can eat this.
You
I
can
like
feed
it.
Feed it to other people.
Right.
You
that's
can
it.
Save some money on not eating out. Yeah. And they say eat healthier is part of it too. Because you're not eating all the time. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm not a great chef. But I do actually kind of like to cook some things.
I don't like it.
But I'm not a cook.
I mean, I don't dislike it. It's not like something I dread. But I don't get any joy from it. I know some
I don't
people
usually.
Really like it. I don't get joy from it. I'm just like, man, is this edible? Do you guys like it? They're like, yeah, it's good. I'm like, all right, thank God.
You know, the one thing I do really like doing is the Sunday brunch, like making the big breakfast.
I
like doing that. That's fun. Trying to get the pancakes just right. Well, you got the sausage going on the thing, and I like to hand press the sausage from the Jimmy
Dean
patty.
Your sausage.
I know. You don't like doing Sunday brunch?
I don't. I mean, I don't do it.
Do you ever make breakfast? Like, did you make breakfast for the boys?
I used to, but now they're older. They're like, hey, give me a protein bar and a bottle of water.
Okay.
They're just they're where they're at in life.
But even if you made them breakfast, was it like
I used to make them like French toast and make pancakes?
Love
I used to try
French
all
toast.
That stuff.
I made French toast yesterday.
Now they just don't eat it, so it's like I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't know why that one's fun to me.
They'll just grab.
Oh,
a yogurt.
You give? I thought you were making yogurt.
No,
I was
no.
Like,
I'm saying they'll
that?
Grab a yogurt and
I've heard kids don't like to.
Plus, my oldest is like my lunch is at 10:15 when they get to school. So,
well, that's the other thing.
Right,
when
right.
you're in school, when you get hit junior high and high school, if you get that first lunch,
yeah.
It's early.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine was at 10:20 or 10:30 in the morning. It was early. Then the top two things you got to know how to do. And by the way, this one they say is overlooked. I mean, these are all supposed to be overlooked. I don't think knowing how to swim is an overlooked skill. I think it's a skill people are aware of that
swim.
You should probably know. It would be good to know.
At least basics.
Basics. Tread water.
Use
tread water and don't sink to the bottom.
Freestyle.
Yeah, like get a basic freestyle or breaststroke going so that you can get to
the place.
Shore or the edge of the pool or whatever it is you got to go. But just don't sink like a brick. I know that there are people who don't swim and they just say, well, I don't go near the water. But I think
that doesn't make
an overlooked skill. Or I think it's fairly
necessary.
It should
be a skill that you should be able to do. If people are going to the pool, you can go.
Yes.
You don't actually just have to sit on the side.
Right. It's like, I'm not trying to make fun of people who don't know how to swim.
Well, I mean, you don't need to know it, I guess. But
it's like saying you don't need to know how to tie your shoe. You can wear Velcro or just avoid laces. It's like, I think it's one of those things you should probably know.
Right.
Most of the earth is made up of water. A lot of people...
You don't have to be a great swimmer. Just the basic idea.
Just not be scared to death that you're going to sink because that's all you know. I mean, I guess I thought as a kid that knowing how to doggy paddle was instinctual. I didn't realize that my mom had been taking me to the pool and getting lessons.
Throw you as a baby in the water.
Yeah. Right? And then they'll give you lessons when you're a little kid if you're lucky. So that stuff that I thought was instinctual, I guess, isn't. Because if you've never been taught that stuff, you panic and then you sink?
Probably.
You just splash around and... I mean, it feels like you would know how to...
doggy
paddle
legs,
and stay up.
If you panic, you drown.
Now, if I panic, I'll drown, right? Yeah. Even though I know how to swim. So I suppose if there's a situation
you just jump
that causes
in, you
me to panic,
and you're just kicking
your leg
really
anxious.
Right,
And then the top thing that we're supposed to know how to do is first aid. And I think I obviously know how to do first aid. Check that out.
You have a giant gash on your head.
I don't have a gash on my head.
You're a giant gash.
I had serious injury to my head, and people said, you should go to the hospital. And I said, I think I got this. And I did. I got this.
Okay.
I did pretty good.
No, I mean, it doesn't look as bad as I thought.
I've never had to perform CPR.
Bad. It looks like it's still a gash.
I think I have some idea how to perform CPR after the NFL thing. We talked about it so many times.
Yeah.
I did the Heimlich on the dog once, and it worked. So, never had to perform it on a human, but it is slightly different.
I don't really know first aid. Like, if someone was cut, I don't know. Like, anything that I would do would be something that I saw in a movie. Like, I got to put a tourniquet on it, so I should put it above the cut.
Oh, really cut. Yeah.
But, first aid stuff. Like, I wouldn't know Anything I saw, it would be what I saw in like a war movie.
I guess that's so many things in life, though. So many things that I do because I've seen it in a movie
right.
at some point. That
but I don't know. If people are like, Jesus Christ, if you don't put the tourniquet above the cut, you dumbass, now we have to take his leg. I'd be like, well, I swear I saw it in a movie somewhere.
What? The tourniquet thing, that seems like beyond. I guess that would count as basic first aid. Because they say including life-saving skills. Of course, they're usually talking about CPR and Heimlich. CPR, if it's something that you can tell someone how to do over the phone, which they do on those 911 calls all the time, then I think I've got the basic understanding. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. And then the Heimlich, it's just right under the ribs, right? Pull. Right in between. And then, doesn't seem like it would work, but apparently it does. Those are the two. Those are the main ones.
I feel like
I can figure those
out.
You
can dress a cut.
Yeah, well,
you
did obviously,
it with your hand,
look at my head.
Yeah.
But you brought up the tourniquet thing. I guess I didn't think about that. But you could figure out a tourniquet. If your hand is bleeding, put a tourniquet around your arm, right?
Where, I don't know. Direct just pressure?
You can put direct pressure. I think that's what you're supposed to do first, right?
I don't
or maybe actually, depending on how badly
you
you're bleeding.
Both? See, that's what I don't know. They could be like, well, you should put direct pressure. I'm like, well, I've got the tourniquet.
If you're bleeding bad
enough,
well,
now we
got to
take the arm.
Bleeding out, you probably have to do both. Probably direct pressure and a tourniquet.
I don't know.
I don't know. But you could make a tourniquet with the belt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, tie it off like doing heroin?
Yeah, yeah. You can figure that out.
I got it. Trust me.
You got this.
The Church of Laszlo.
Well, I had a really good day with you.
I had fun. It was good to see you.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch the rest of Ren Faire tonight?
Is it all over? Is it all done?
I don't know why. Yeah, they released both of them at once.
So there's just three episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go home and watch them.
Yep.
I'm just stopping, maybe get some groceries, and then, yeah.
And then I've got to catch up on that Clippers thing.
Yeah, I got to watch that, too. I got a good night of TV.
And what's the other thing? There was some... Oh, no. I think the other stuff was all stuff that...
Clipped? Ren Faire? Is there anything else we're missing?
I think the other stuff we watched. It was all the Blues thing and the Cyndi Lauper thing. We watched it.
So, the Mars Volta documentary.
Oh, I was going to...
I got a whole list.
Click a link.
I got to watch that Outer Worlds thing. What's the Josh Brolin thing? I still want to watch the one that you watched based on the video game.
The Beach Boys documentary on Disney.
Is that out?
Beach Boys documentary on Disney. I want to watch that.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
That's out?
I think so.
Or coming out. Okay.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
I didn't know that was out. I'd be interested in that. I don't check
Disney. It's on
Disney? Ever.
Apparently, yeah.
Hmm.
Well... Maybe I'll watch that tonight, then.
Yeah. Well, good show. Caitlin Clark. Makes you happy, doesn't it?
Nice.
Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.